Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved a draft bill to set up a fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. The Cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House complex approved the draft bill. Sources told Akashvani News that the proposed legislation is expected to be introduced in Parliament next week. Meanwhile, in a major bid to bring out serious examination reforms, the National Testing Agency has terminated 47 officials from service. According to sources, legal and criminal actions will also be taken against some of these officials. The NTA also issued advertisements for a set of senior professional appointments at the level of general manager and an engagement of 16 young professionals through the Pratibha Setu portal of the Union Public Service Commission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the country's youth for the response and suggestions following his video. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the youth for their overwhelming support. The video has now crossed more than 303 million views. It is the most viewed reel within its first 24 hours. The new Deputy Commissioner's office complex at Wokha is progressing satisfactorily and is on track for completion by May 2027. Assistant Chief Engineer, Civil Administration Works Division, CAWD, Santiba Amir, informed this during a departmental inspection of the project yesterday. Leading a team of CAWD officials and administrative officers, Mr. Amir inspected the ongoing construction of the new Deputy Commissioner's office complex along with Deputy Commissioner Wokha K. Mathung Tsanglao. Mr. Amir said the project is advancing steadily and expressed optimism that it would be completed within the stipulated timeline. Mr. Amir also visited Seminyu and inspected the ongoing construction of the new Deputy Commissioner's office complex, flat type quarters, and the proposed Deputy Commissioner's bungalow along with Deputy Commissioner Japhet Watch. The Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, in coordination with district disaster management authorities, district administrations and line departments, has intensified relief operations across the state in response to the widespread impact of the ongoing monsoon. With road connectivity to Mon and Longleng districts severely disrupted, NSDMA requisitioned Indian Air Force air support to evacuate stranded passengers and airlift essential relief supplies. A state government helicopter also supplemented the evacuation efforts. On July 23rd and 24th, the IAF evacuated 148 stranded passengers, including 43 from Mon and 105 from Longleng districts, while the state helicopter evacuated another 41 passengers from Mon. Those rescued included students and Nagaland Public Service Commission CESE aspirants. Relief materials transported by air included food supplies, medical kits, clothing and other essential items arranged by NSDMA, the Department of Food and Civil Supplies, the Konyak Students Union Kohima and Donate Card Foundation. Additional relief consignments were dispatched by road to Tuli and Patizung Ward, while ration relief reached stranded and displaced families in Changtongya. Meanwhile, emergency financial assistance have been provided to landslide-affected families in Wokha, Shamator and Zunebodo districts. The Directorate of Economics and Statistics Nagaland will be organizing a child Aadhaar enrollment camp for children aged 0 to 5 years at the Directorate of Economics and Statistics Kohima, District Economics and Statistics offices across the state from 3rd to 14th of next month. The department stated that the Aadhaar-linked birth registration for children aged 0 to 5 years will ensure that every child is registered at birth and linked with Aadhaar. And following the prevailing adverse weather conditions and reports of intermittent falling of light boulders and debris from adjoining hill slopes at the Pesama Singing Zone, Deputy Commissioner Kohima has issued a travel advisory for commuters using the Kohima-Mau section of National Highway 2. According to the advisory, motorists have been advised to exercise maximum caution while crossing the affected area. The administrator also urged the public to avoid non-essential travel through the stretch during periods of heavy rainfall and adverse weather conditions. Traveling through the affected zone during night hours has been discouraged due to safety concerns. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.